Hey, Devin, you guys talked over the course of the week about wanting to finish strong. Tom talked about it in his press conference, winning these last two games, going into the postseason on a positive note as opposed to what happened last year. How much of that was your mindset coming into today?
A big part of our mindset. We just know it doesn't matter. I think everyone wants to talk about home field advantage and playoffs and all that. We know the most important thing for us as a team is playing good football. And that's going out, like I said, during the week, executing during practice, playing and practicing at a high level, and it gives us a chance to come out here today on Saturday and play well. And we see it work. You know, we go out there, have a good week of practice, and then we come out here and play well. So I think all across the board as a team, we know that, we understand it. It's up to the older guys and the leaders to make sure we stick to it, especially a week like this with Christmas and the holidays. And we did that, and we saw it show today.
Devin, Bill accomplished quite a milestone today, 200 regular season wins with the Patriots. He's one of five head coaches in NFL history with 200 wins with one team. The appreciation of what he's been able to do in his time in here in Foxborough, can you expound upon that?
I really can't. You know, for me, I just feel fortunate, you know, to come into an organization and play for a head coach, starting as a rookie and just learning every day from him, you know. Coming in here, a similar setting like this with all of us in the room sitting there, and you just need to listen. You know, you just come in with an open mind and your ears open and hear just the different gems he has for us each week going into the game. Overall, whether it be, you know, he show a clip from another game, it might be about the offense, but you learn football just sitting here in this meeting room. So I'm sure it's a great Christmas gift for him, and I think it's quite the accomplishment, but hopefully we could keep adding on to that number.
Devin, you had a few more turnovers today as a defense. What is it that you guys have been able to do lately that's led to an increase in those numbers after not having a few for a little while?
That's not fair. We got to let you guys break that stuff down, and y'all figure out how we're getting turnovers now compared to earlier in the season. So I look forward to you telling me during the week why we're getting turnovers now.
I'll make sure to do that on Quick Slants. Night. But how nice is it to be able to turn it over and be able to give your offense good field position and just create points that way?
It's huge. You know, it really turns the game. You know, you come out, you get an early interception, get the offense back on the field. You know, Malcolm scoops up a fumble in the backfield in the Jets territory. You know, we score there, and it just turns the game. You know, E. Rose, Pitt going down the sideline, you know, that play goes two ways. You know, he's a long catch for them and gives momentum, or you kind of break their back with that big interception. So, we've talked about it throughout the year, just getting these turnovers and how much it'll help us, and we're seeing the benefits of it. You know, we're keeping points off the board, which is our, you know, the most important thing for us is not letting teams score, and those turnovers either get them out of field goal range or get them out of area to score a touchdown.
Raise your hand if you have questions, guys.
Phil, everybody's trying to go home for Christmas, and you want to ask another question.
Just got one more. You mentioned the points being the most important thing. Haven't given up a touchdown now two consecutive weeks. What does that mean for your defense? How can you continue to build, or is it just about maintaining here for week 17 in the playoffs?
It's sticking to the blueprint. You know, next week will be a different game plan, playing against Miami, a team that always plays us tough, division opponent. So that's definitely going to be a tough task. But once the coaching staff figures it out and comes in and tells us the game plan, what we need to do to go out there and play well and win, we got to just stick to it. You know, I think, you know, nothing's helped us more than turnovers, third down, and red area. We've continued to focus on that throughout the week and picking up on the little things where we can take advantage of an offense, and we've been able to do that. We just got to keep it going. So it's going to be a tough task next week, but I think we'll be ready to go when the time comes. I just picked it up, actually, tried to get in the Christmas spirit, so I figured it would be a nice touch for today.
Thank you, Devin.
Merry Christmas, everyone.